Before we dive into today's podcast, I'd like to take a moment to remind you that this content is intended for general purposes only and should not be used to substitute professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your medical service practitioner based on your unique needs.
Hi, this is Kelly Aiello, founder of HappyHuman.com. Thanks for tuning in. Now, usually, I like to provide educational content designed to help you live your best life. Sometimes, I even interview people and share their experiences with you. But this week, I was the one being interviewed. That's right. So if you're new to my channel or just discovered my blog, now's a great opportunity to get to know me a little bit better. I was inspired to do this by a recent interview that I had with Christian Shaw, the publisher and owner of the Kamloops Self-Advocate newsletter, who decided to interview me for his newsletter. So without further ado, let's dive right in and get to know me a little bit better. I hope you enjoy.
Please introduce yourself, Kelly.
My name is Kelly Aiello. I'm a natural nutritionist, a brain health coach, and founder of HappyHuman.com. I currently live in beautiful British Columbia with my husband, Joe, and our two dogs. We have a 10-year-old, or almost 10, old English bulldog by the name of Berkeley. And we also have a little Frenchie who's just about to turn 1 year old, and we've named her Emerson.
Did you always want to be a nutritionist?
No, quite the opposite, actually. I actually grew up in Winnipeg, Manitoba, the youngest of four kids, and we pretty much ate the standard American diet. I grew up on peanut butter and grape jelly, Kool-Aid, cookies, cakes, that kind of thing, chips, and lots of pop, and so on. So no, being a nutritionist was not at the forefront of my mind growing up at all. In fact, ever since I was about in grade three, I knew that I wanted to become a teacher. I wanted to follow in my mom's footsteps and teach just like she did. However, she taught in a one-room schoolhouse in a rural area of Manitoba. But then she gave all of that up to move to Winnipeg when she met my dad to start a family. So teaching is definitely in my blood, and I always wanted to become a teacher. So as soon as I finished graduating from high school, I went straight to the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg, where I became a teacher. High school math is my area of focus or specialty, and I had the opportunity to accept my first teaching job in Ottawa, Ontario, and that happens to be where I met my future husband, Joe.
How did you become a nutritionist?
That's a long story, but I'll try to keep it brief for you. In 2012, my husband Joe sustained a traumatic brain injury. He was on a long training ride, cycling, and got hit by a car. He struggled with all kinds of different issues, had many different soft tissue injuries, and of course the biggest injury was the one that his brain suffered. He saw numerous specialists. He was put on multiple medications. He underwent all different kinds of tests, every single test that his team of doctors could think of running for him. And after a short period of time, his progress seemed to stall. He was just not making any more progress and wasn't getting any better. So I started to take it upon myself. I knew that something had to change. And I started doing a lot of research and reading to try to figure out different ways that we might be able to do something at home to help. Working with the brain is really challenging because you can't see what's going on inside of it. So it took a lot of research and effort to try to come up with some different ways to help. And this is how I discovered food can be medicine. And in fact, food is extremely powerful and can definitely work as medicine. I remember one day coming home from teaching. Joe was really impulsive sometimes, and I came home to find a massive pile of food that had been taken out of the pantry and the fridge and the freezer, and we had ice cream melting on the floor, garbage bags full of food. And this was just shortly after Joe had decided that he was going to give up gluten and see how that could help or improve his different symptoms. And so in his impulsivity, he decided, okay, everything with gluten and sugar had to go. So here was this massive pile of food on the floor. It was a little bit challenging, a little bit different, but that's definitely one way to go about doing it. And he began a quest of no sugar and no gluten. And he actually started to show a little bit of improvement. He started to make those strides that hadn't been happening in the last little while. So I decided to join him. I was not going to sit around making two different dinners every night, or I wasn't going to be having a bun with my burger if he wasn't going to be. So I figured, okay, we'll just make it easier. I'll give it 2 weeks. I'll see how I do with that, and then we'll take it from there. Well, over the course of that 2 week period that I also went through with no gluten or dairy or sugar or any processed foods and all those foods that we typically tend to resort to on a daily basis, I actually had a shift. I remember the exact moment when this happened. I'd walked into the staff room. It was the end of the school year. There were a lot of treats and cakes and everything from grad parties left over sitting on the staff room table. And I walked in one morning to discover a chocolate slab cake sitting on the staff room table, not an uncommon occurrence in June. And something happened, a physiological shift had taken place, and I could actually smell that chocolate cake, and I knew in my mind exactly what it would taste like. But for the absolute first time in my life, I didn't want it. I didn't crave it. Now, in the past, if I was dieting or trying to watch what I was eating, I could say no to something. I could walk away. I could avoid cake or ice cream or something like that. But I never had the same experience where I actually didn't want it. And that was an extremely powerful moment for me. And that moment, those moments kept continuing as I went on with no sugar and no gluten and no dairy for an extended period of time. I decided once my 2 weeks was up that I felt so great. I had actually detoxified from sugar. I didn't even know at the time that you could be addicted to sugar. So that was powerful in and of itself. And I figured I'm going to stick with this and see what happens. And so I did. I stuck with it. And for both of us, things started to change. There were more shifts. And for me, actually, I ended up being able to wean myself off of a thyroid medication that I was told I'd be on for the rest of my life because I had actually reversed Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And I did that using food, eliminating certain foods from my diet. Now, I never felt better in doing this. I had more energy. I could focus on everything a lot more. I was happier, more energetic. I was sleeping better. I felt amazing. And all this because of food. So I was so empowered by how I was feeling and how Joe was making some improvements as well that I dove right in. I enrolled in a course in natural nutrition with the Canadian School of Natural Nutrition, and I became a natural nutritionist. Shortly after I completed that course, I went on to join the Amen Clinic's brain health coaching course as well. And I currently, this is what I'm doing. I currently work at Radiant Life Naturopathic Center. It is a naturopathic clinic in Kamloops, and I see patients there regularly now. And it has just changed my entire perspective on life and food, food as medicine. And I can't speak highly enough of all of the positive changes or outcomes that happened, certainly in my life, since I discovered natural nutrition.
Do you find there's any overlap in being a teacher and a healthcare practitioner?
Yes, absolutely. I've definitely found my ability to teach invaluable in my work with clients at the clinic. Part of what I do, or part of what I love about my job as a nutritionist, is that education piece. It would be really easy to sit there and tell someone what to eat and what not to eat, but I go beyond that. I like to share with them why a certain food is going to benefit them, or how eating in this particular style will affect their individual nutritional status and improve their health and help them meet their individual needs and goals. So it's definitely a major overlap between education and being a healthcare practitioner. Absolutely. In fact, I would say that my teaching skills have actually helped me become a better nutritionist in that regard. So both teaching and being a healthcare practitioner require education, you know, but instead of me teaching high school kids about algebra or geometry, I actually get to teach people who want to learn and who are trying to better themselves and improve their lives. I get to teach them how their body wants to eat in order for them to experience the health benefits and goals that they have in mind for themselves. So it is absolutely fascinating how the two just play off of each other every single day. And I'm very fortunate to have that teaching background now while I'm working with people as a natural nutritionist.
What's the difference between a dietitian, a nutritionist, and a brain health coach?
Yes, that's a great question. Well, a dietitian mostly focuses on Canada's food guide and uses the information provided therein to help people regardless of what their individual needs are. A natural nutritionist, on the other hand, looks at every person as a unique bio-individual person, focuses on that person's individual needs and goals. And we try to focus on the root cause of their symptoms in order to help them achieve better health and reach their goals. A brain health coach basically does the same thing, but they have a focus more on brain health and mental wellness as well. So for me, my love of education, nutrition, and brain health was an absolute perfect marriage to get into natural nutrition with my brain health coach as part of that.
What is neuronutrition?
I love this question because my practice revolves around neuronutrition. So what is it? Well, neuronutrition is basically something that looks at specific areas of the brain that may be either overactive or underactive and then works to correct that. So it kind of includes four general or basic components. The first component of neuronutrition are specific foods to include in one's diet. These foods will help increase blood flow to the brain, reduce inflammation in the brain, provide antioxidant protection, and in some cases, increase certain neurotransmitters that can affect overall brain health. The second component of neuronutrition is removing specific foods. And this is one that's very important because there are certain foods that are neurotoxins or even just foods that your brain thinks are toxic. So removing those things from your diet is extremely important in addition to what we add in. The third component of neuronutrition involves targeted supplements that work on specific areas of the brain, again, just to improve overall function to those specific areas. And the fourth component of neuronutrition involves lifestyle tweaks, very simple and basic lifestyle tweaks that, again, work on specific areas of the brain. I'll give you one quick example, and that is the cerebellum, the part of the at the back of your brain. It is involved among many jobs. One of the jobs that the cerebellum has is balance. And if your cerebellum isn't working optimally, then one of the things that you can do to improve that is actually juggling. And I've had several people laughing at me when I try to explain this to them, but the best way of doing that, I suggest taking some rolled up socks and just starting to juggle. And for some people, it's just starting with one sock and moving it from hand to hand, juggling it back and forth to count how many times they can do that until they keep getting better and better. Then they add in a second sock and it's just back and forth and back and forth. And then maybe they can get to a third, maybe they can't. For some people, it's just sticking with one until they can master that. And that's okay, because even these little simple exercises and different lifestyle tweaks can definitely help at making a difference. So that was just one little example. But in general or overall, neuronutrition with the targeted foods and nutrients work to help reduce anxiety and depression, slow age-related cognitive decline, and optimize overall brain function. So for me, it is a fascinating field. I love talking about brain health, mental wellness, and neuronutrition, and I could talk about it for a long time, as you can probably see. So thanks for that question. I definitely appreciate it.
How can people keep their mental health in top shape or help themselves if they have mental illness?
Well, in general, to support optimal mental health, we need to start looking at our food as either medicine or as poison. So certain foods have a tendency of increasing brain inflammation and reducing blood flow to the brain. They might include things like white flour products, sugar. For some people, it's dairy. For some people, it could be strawberries. But discovering those individual triggers for each person is the first step in moving forward. And then it's replacing those foods with healthier, more nutrient-dense options. That's the first place to start. So if somebody does have a mental health issue, I suggest they start getting help by a neuronutritionist. Find someone like me who can help them discover which foods they should or shouldn't be eating in order to take a step forward in the right direction.
How do you stay healthy, Kelly, and keep your mental health in check?
To keep my mental health in top shape, I start by eating well. That shouldn't come as any surprise to you. So I eat well, exercise regularly, I meditate daily, and I also avoid the foods I've found that do not serve my best health. And I think for me, that's the most important thing. When I'm faced with a food choice, I often ask myself, will this serve my best health or not? And that helps me make that determination. Do I want to feel sick the next day? Do I want to accept that headache or whatever is going to happen as a result of eating that food? Or is this something that is actually good for me and my body? That's probably the best advice that I can give, is just to continue to ask yourself, does this food serve your best health or not? I also have recognized when I start feeling overwhelmed, because I am more in tune with my body and my body's needs right now than I think ever before. So I can recognize when I'm starting to feel too stressed, overwhelmed, or overworked. And I've got strategies that I've learned over the last few years that I can implement in order to help me take a step back and relax and do what I need to do for myself in order to regain my mental wellness so that I can function better.
What is the most rewarding part of your job?
That's an easy one. I get the most benefit or the most reward out of helping someone actually achieve better health or reach their goals. So if somebody comes to me with brain fog or mental fatigue, just fogginess in their overall head, and they just can't think clearly, they're starting to forget things and just feel generally unwell, and then they start following my recommendations and start to feel better, and they can experience that mental clarity and focus and just have that energy and a little bit more stamina than they've had in years. And when they convey that to me, they just light up. And that is the most important, the most precious thing about my job as a nutritionist, is just see how I can help people improve their lives for the better.
What's your favorite meal?
Well, that's a tough question, because we eat fairly simply around here. Basically, start each meal with some kind of quality protein and then serve it alongside some good vegetables. But if I had to pick, I'd probably say my favorite meal would be a grass-fed beef burger, homemade, with avocado, sweet potato fries, and roasted cauliflower. It's got to be one of my favorite vegetables.
What are your favorite hobbies and pastimes?
I love walking my two dogs, spending time with them and my husband. That's the thing that I enjoy doing the most. Other than that, I spend a lot of time in the kitchen. I love to cook. I especially like to experiment with healthier baked goods and try to recreate childhood favorites of ours, but in a healthier way. Other than that, I like to travel, write, read, and most of all, I also like to savor a good cup of coffee.
What's something very few people know about you?
Something not too many people know about me. Well, I love taking pictures, and I really enjoy scrapbooking. And I'm talking the traditional kind of scrapbooking, using colorful papers, embellishments, and albums, all that kind of stuff. Unfortunately, and you know, despite the fact that I have an entire room full of supplies and photos ready to be scrapped, I'm so busy with my career and my family, taking care of other things, that I rarely have time to do that anymore. But it is definitely something that I enjoy.
And lastly, where can people find you at?
People can find me on my website at happyhuman.com, and that's happy with an I, so it's happyhuman.com. They can email me at kelly@happyhuman.com, and I'm also on Facebook and Instagram as The Nutritional Nerd. And I also started a podcast this year using the handle The Nutritional Nerd as well. So please check me out on one of those avenues, and like my videos, comment, share, subscribe, do all that kind of stuff. I'm happy to get to know you. Comment, let me know your thoughts, what you think, and looking forward to having a dialogue with you.
Before we wrap up, is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, I'd like to add that that we all need to educate ourselves about a little bit more. People also need to realize that they are not stuck with the brain that they have, and their genes are not their destiny. I definitely understand that change is hard, but I think that illness is a lot harder. And it's also never too late to improve your brain health or optimize your brain function. The power of food as medicine can go a long way in helping people regain their mental energy and age gracefully. Thanks so much for watching. Please comment below. Let me know something that you learned about me, or tell me something about yourself that not a lot of people know. I'm happy to have a conversation about it, and I hope to see you next time. Stay well.